Up.
At 9:30?
I'm not very fast at typing figures.
And I've overloaded you?
No, it's all right.
No, it isn't. What would my father say if he knew I'd kept his secretary up half the night?
I hope he wouldn't know.
Miss Lake.
The lads call me Maggie.
Yes, I'll bet. Oh, I wish I was one of them. Looking after a horse or two, riding gallops up on the heath. Not just a boring accountant trying to sort out this mess.
You're not a boring accountant.
Thanks.
Well, it's not a mess, is it?
Well, it shouldn't be. With several million pounds worth of bloodstock out there in the yard. But I don't know, what with the price of everything and trainer's fees still lagging, there's going to be a cash shortage.
Bad.
Unless I can shake things up a bit.
You told your father?
Not much. Well, not in his state. Anyway, I need a free hand. You have been a lot of help. Somebody to lean on.
Go on leaning.
Home, Maggie. See you in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, could you just tell me where the farrier's invoice file is?
Here we are.
Thanks. It's all right. I'll clear up when I've finished.
Oh, how late do you work?
Well, I've already had a week here. I've only got a few more days. Client waiting for me in Kent. And I want to leave things shipshape here for Mr. Breeden.
Night, then.
By the way, is that car still out there?
Where?
It's by the schooling paddock.
Oh. I can't see.
I don't like people lurking.
You know Newmarket. Anyway, how do you stop them?
Well, good night, Maggie.
Good night, Mr. Griffin.
Neil?
Neil?
Oh, well. Have a look. Blimey, some of you blokes are going to have to wait for your money. Yes, who's that? Oh, blast. Yes. Ow!
Get up.
Now, look. You two. Now, there's nothing to steal. Don't point that damn thing at me.
You. You'll come with us.
Like hell I will.
Check that it's clear outside. Take the van.
And who exactly is this?
It is Griffon.
It is not Griffon.
Yes.
Griffon is an old man.
You didn't tell us he was old.
Well, we watched him all evening. He went round the stables, looking at the horses, at every horse. The men, they treat him as the boss. He's got to be the trainer. He's got to be Griffin.
Griffin's assistant. Stand up. Use your boot on him. All right, stop. Just put him in that chair. Great one's assistant. Give me the gun.
Here.
No, the other, with the silencer. This man is useless, and he has seen my face.
I am not Griffin's assistant.
Who then?
I'm his son. I'm Griffin's son.
Where is your father?
Hospital.
How long will he be in hospital?
I don't know.
Is he dying?
No.
What is the matter with him?
He was in a car crash a week ago. He has a broken leg. It's crushed.
Well, who will train the horses?
For the moment, I'm in charge.
But you are not your father's assistant.
He was driving the car. He's in a coma.
I will release you on certain conditions. If you do not follow my instructions exactly, I will put your father's training stables out of existence. Do not doubt. I have destroyed better things than your father's little racing stables.
We have 85 horses there.
Yes. So you must prevent me from doing this, huh? It is simple.
Well,
you will employ someone whom I will send you. You will employ him. And if you act in any way against this person, your father will have nothing to return to when he leaves the hospital.
And what work is this person to do?
He will ride the horses. He's a jockey.
I see. Well, we don't need a jockey. We already have Tommy Hoylake.
Your new jockey will gradually take his place.
Tommy Hoylake is one of the three best jockeys in Britain. Anyway, the owners would never agree.
You will persuade them.
How can I?
I have told you what will happen if you break my conditions. You can refuse. But then you will not leave this house. Not alive.
You're a destroyer and a murderer.
I am Enzo Rivera. I never murder, unless the victim insists.
Who is this jockey?
He is 18.
18?
You will give him good horses to ride. He will ride Archangel in the Derby.
Oh, for goodness
sake. He will arrive at the stable tomorrow. He has not much experience in races. You will see he gets it.
And his name?
Alessandro. He is my son.
Hi.
Oh, morning, Maggie.
Have you been out to the yard?
I overslept.
You got rid of me before the party.
What are you talking about?
The state of the office this morning.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Look, Maggie...
Mr. Neal, where have you been all morning?
Hello, Etty.
Moonrock's broken his off hind.
Oh, no. Where? In his box?
Aye. Must have got cast in the night.
You sent for the vet?
He's on his way.
Right, let's have a look. Oh, Maggie, a chap may turn up. A young chap. Would you hold on to him and don't let him into the yard? I won't be long.
Okay. What's his name?
Rivera. Alessandro Rivera. What have you gone and done to yourself?
You think he'd know better his age?
Look at the shape of that hop joint, Dickie. Must be a real mess.
I doubt he'll walk again.
You know, he was such a great steeplechaser. A star. The first racehorse my father ever put me up on.
He was still going strong when I came. Your father used him as a hack. He'd never have put him down.
Well, it's a good thing he didn't see this thing. Is that the vet?
That's him.
About time. You'd better get out with the second string, Etty. I'll cope.
Thanks. What about the ground? I think it could be thawing.
Take them over to Warren Hill and use your own judgment about cantering.
Okay. Bye, old moon rock.
Every bloody horse on the heath's got colic or ingrowing toenails. You must be Neil Griffin.
Yes.
Sorry about your father. This the new invalid?
It's his off hind hock.
Let's have a look then. Sorry about this. No point in messing about.
Well, it couldn't just be dislocated, could it?
No, the joint is shattered.
He's had enough pain. You'd better go ahead.
I'll give him a dose first. He'll feel nothing. Do you mind holding his head?
I can do that for him.
Blast!
Moonrock?
He's gone.
I'm awfully sorry. How did it happen?
Got cast in his box. Well, it happens. They lie down too close to the whim. I made a bit of an ass of myself. Oh, I've got a splitting head. What do you mean,
Doesn't sound like you at all.
Oh, doesn't it? Well, you've only known me a week. You haven't met the dark side of Neil Griffin.
I can't wait. By the way, that boy's come.
Oh.
In a dirty, great white Mercedes with a chauffeur.
We'd better have him in.
He doesn't care to come in. Informs me he'll wait in the car.
Until the mountain goes to Mohammed? Okay, I'll take a look at him.
Cheeky young twit.
Maggie, I want you to do something for me.
Sure.
Telephone Mr. Breeden. Thank him for his offer to stand in for my father, but tell him I've decided to stay on and run the stables until my father's out of hospital. And then telephone my partner, Russell Arlott, to the same effect, and be very tactful with him, because he and I've got a lot of other clients waiting.
Neil, are you sure?
Look, please don't argue. I save it for them, because they'll have plenty to say, and I'm really not in the mood for it. Not just now, thank you.
Never mind, you're staying. Suits me.
Hello? I am Riviera, Alessandro.
Yes. I understand you wish to become a jockey.
Intend?
Well, no one succeeds as a jockey without determination.
I am accustomed to succeed.
How very nice.
I will start at once.
You're too late to ride exercise this morning. If you'll just wait here till I come back, we can discuss your position. I have a horse to see in the yard.
Only one?
Only one dead one, yes. Perhaps you'll find it warmer in your car. Etty?
Mr. Neil, the van's here for Moonrock.
Yes, it's all right. I'll see to it, Etty. You get on out.
Thanks.
I'll tell you
come
what,
on, you lot. Don't brag about Sandy. Get your meat on his plate. Mr. Neil, who's yon lad with the flash car?
He's a customer.
Customer? And you keep him waiting?
This one will not go away.
Oh, good. Come on, then.
What is happening there?
Who gave you permission to enter the yard?
My father.
Your father?
What are those men doing?
They're winching a dead horse into that van. Want to come and see?
How did he die?
He was shot this morning.
I've seen dead horses.
I bet you have. This one was my father's favorite. I rode him when I was a boy.
But you have many others here.
What does that matter? Right, come in then. Maggie, this is Alessandra Rivera, Miss Lake.
How do you do?
Now, you want to start tomorrow?
Yes.
In what capacity?
As a jockey.
Well, no, there are no races yet. The season doesn't start for about 4 weeks.
I know that.
Now, what I meant was, do you want to work in the stables? Do you want to look after two horses as the other lads do?
Certainly not.
Then what?
I will ride the horses and exercise two or three times a day, every day. I will not clean their boxes or carry their food. I wish only to ride.
You're going to be popular.
Popular?
How much experience exactly have you had so far?
I can ride.
Race horses?
I can ride.
Have you ever ridden in any sort of race?
I've ridden in amateur races.
Where?
In Italy and in Germany.
Have you won any?
I've won two.
But now you want to become a professional, hmm?
Yes.
Right. Then I'll apply for a license for you.
I can apply myself.
No, you have to have an apprentice license, and as the trainer, I have to apply for it for you.
I do not wish to be an apprentice.
Unless you become an apprentice, you'll be unable to claim a weight allowance. Now, in England, in flat races, the only people who can claim weight allowances are apprentices. Without a weight allowance, the owners won't have you on their horses. And, in fact, you might just as well give up the whole idea.
My father...
I can't force owners to let you ride. I can only persuade. Without a weight allowance, they'll never be persuaded.
I wish to ride Archangel in the Derby.
What?
How dare you laugh at me?
Maggie, can I have one of those forms, please? Right, you'll need to sign this. And your father.
Yes, he will decide.
Good. When it's completed, you can start here.
Good heavens, where on earth did you find him?
They found us.
The arrogance! What's he talking about? The Derby? Kid like that?
Oh, well, his father has extravagant ideas. We can play along.
But why? What's Eddie going to say? Who's going to muck out his horses for him? The other lads will love him.
Well, they just have to lump it.
Yesterday we were getting ready to hand over to Mr. Breeden. You're perfectly happy about it. Now you've decided to stay and you look perfectly miserable. All because of this youth.
What gave you that idea?
Your father won't be out of hospital till after the Derby, will he?
All I can tell you is... last night I met the most extraordinary man that I've ever encountered. I can't tell you... well, I can't tell anyone what happened because... for the moment, it's not safe.
Neil.
And I don't want you dragged into it. Now, I mean that.
Are you being threatened? Because if you are, the sooner the police...
No, that's completely impossible. It's absolutely out. Don't you understand? Look, I wish I hadn't told you. Forget it. Will you just forget it?
Yesterday you said I was someone to lean on.
Oh, Maggie, you are a very sweet girl. Well, I'd better go round to the yard. Oh, by the way, where do you go for lunch?
I don't. Sandwiches.
Come over to the house today. I've got something to wash them down.
Oh, what about you? Are you cooking for yourself?
Yes, so far.
Well, you can't do that for 3 months.
No, I can't.
Your father wouldn't.
Fathers. I'm seeing him this afternoon.
It's a hell of a drive for you.
Oh, well, it suits me. My father was any nearer Newmarket than a London hospital. You wouldn't catch me hanging on here. But I could do with a treble brandy. In your company?
In that order?
Hello, Father.
Oh, it's you.
Is your leg hurting? I'll fetch a nurse.
No, be better in a minute. Just had some tablets. Well, have you found someone to take over the license?
Can I make your pillows more comfortable?
No, leave them alone. Have you found anyone to take over the training?
No, there's no need.
What do you mean?
I've decided to stay on myself.
You can't. You don't know a damn thing about it. You couldn't win a single race.
The horses are good, Etty's good, and you can just lie here and do the entries.
You will not take over. You will get someone who is capable. The horses are far too valuable to be messed about by amateurs.
I am
you
not...
You will do as I say, do you hear? You will do as I say.
The horses will come to no harm.
Look, if you think just because you're a management consultant you can run a racing stable, you're a bigger fool than I thought.
Well, supply what the customers want and look after the costs.
I can't see you supplying winners.
I'll just remember all your good advice, Father. Years ago.
I'm not advising you now. I'm telling you. Get someone else.
The horses will come to no harm. But I must stay. Yeah. I have to. Ah. Oh, that's better.
How was he?
Well, they give him things for the pain.
Is he having a lot?
The bones aren't setting well and... Well, you know, he's not young. Mm. He kept dozing off, which made it easier. But he was pretty angry about Moonrock.
Do you mind you staying on here?
Oh, yes.
Did you tell him about the Riviera boy?
No. No, I didn't want to bother him too much.
He's still going to be a bit of a headache, isn't he?
Oh, I can handle him. If his father keeps off. And mine.
You've met the father?
Oh, yes. I met him.
How do they get on? He and Alessandro?
I don't know. Respect? Fear? Or is the kid just spoilt rotten?
Obviously.
Anyway, you can't make a race jockey overnight. So it will be, interesting.
Aren't you taking a hell of a gamble with Etty and the general morale?
Oh, yes, more than that.
And your father.
Listen. When I was a boy, I feared... Yes, I feared and I loathed my father. Oh, he didn't beat me. I wish he had. No, he just isolated me. 3 or 4 days at a time, locked in my bedroom.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's why I never sleep in it when I come to this house now. He gave me horses to ride and he thought he'd taught me obedience. He sent me to Eton. So I ran away on my 16th birthday and he never forgave me. Big companies consult my firm, but he can't bear to trust me with his own business. And yet the father of that Italian youth, that swaggering, incompetent 18-year-old, trusts him to win the derby on Archangel.
Well, you know what I think about you.
Do I now?
I hope so.
Have another drink.
No, thanks.
Oh, yes. It is late. Well, you'd better get off home.
I'll stay if you like.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty whacked.
The way you men's minds work.
Don't give up the idea, will you?
No, I won't.
Put it in the other box, Tommy.
Etty. This, this is, Alessandro Rivera. He's signed his indentures, so he starts today. Well, right now, in fact. What can we give him to ride?
He's apprenticed to us.
That's right.
But we don't need any more lads.
Oh, he won't be doing his two. He's just riding exercise.
All apprentices do their two horses.
Come on, how about a mount for him?
Well, there's Indigo.
Fine. Nice quiet start.
I don't wish a nice quiet start.
Alessandro, Miss Craig is the head lad here and you take your orders from her.
Come on, boy, don't just stand there with your mouth open, you'll catch a bloody fly. Come on, saddle up the rest of you.
I'm not going to take orders from that woman.
Don't be silly. If you want to know, Miss Craig happens to be the best head lad in Newmarket.
I wish to ride Archangel.
One day, perhaps, you start on Indigo.
I can ride any racehorse on earth. I can ride exceptionally well.
I'll prove it. And I'll give you something better next time out.
My father will not let you treat me like this.
Your father said that I was to give you good horses to ride in races. He said nothing about bowing down to a spoilt little tin god.
I will tell him of your
insults. Oh, tell him what you like. But the more you run to him, the less I'll think of you.
I don't care what you think of me.
You're a liar. Hello, Maggie.
Hi. Well, you're looking better.
Oh, yes, I think I needed that ride.
How is Alessandro? I saw you put him up on Indigo.
Well, he could certainly handle that old horse.
He was dressed up like he'd just come out of a sports outfit. I wonder what the other lads think.
Just so long as they don't laugh at him.
Mr. Neil, that boy you've taken on, he'll have to go.
What?
I'm not standing for it. I'm not.
Well, what's he done?
Done?
He's gone off in that stupid white car and left Indigo in his box with the saddle and bridle on. Oh. Just like that. And who does he think's going to take the saddle off and dry the rain off Indigo and wash out his feet and rag him up and fetch his hay and water and make his bed?
I know. Look, I'm sorry, Etty. I just don't think Alessandro will put it all straight. We'll have to get George to do it regularly. For a bonus, of course.
It's not a yardman's job to act as a servant to an apprentice.
Well, I know, Etty, but you see, he's not quite the normal sort of apprentice.
Normal? I should say not.
Well, if you could put that around. He has some romantic notion of wanting to be a top jockey.
Huh.
Well, he'll get it out of his system, and when he's gone, we can all get back to normal.
I think you might have consulted me, Mr. Neal.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. It was all rather spur of the moment.
Does your father know?
The arrangement's not for my benefit.
Oh, well then, if he wants it. But it won't be at all good for discipline.
Well, the lads will be used to him within a week. Well,
they won't like it if you give him chances in races.
That's my affair.
Okay.
Etty, listen. Look, the season doesn't start for a month. Let's see how he makes out, shall we?
Rivera?
I did not wish to listen any more to this instructions from Miss Craig.
Oh, you don't? Well, I think she's been very patient with you.
Because you tell her my father pays for me to be here?
And what do you want me to tell her?
Well, that it is not true.
Oh, believe me, if it were true, you wouldn't be here a day longer.
Why not?
Because you're upsetting Miss Craig with all these dirty looks of yours, and you're annoying all the other lads.
I came only to ride.
Yes. Well, the horses we've given you, you've ridden perfectly well.
They are not horses, they are nothing.
Look, if you want to ride the best horses, you've got to try and get along with the staff.
I have been to see my father. He says that you should be treating me with deference.
Oh, really?
My father says, if necessary, Miss Craig must leave.
He does he?
And I must be given better horses to ride and Archangel. Or he will show you that he meant what he said. And he told me to give you this, as a promise of what he could do.
What is it? Do you know what's in it?
No. I will see you tomorrow.
If you must. Helen, damn!
Silly. I thought that boy was beginning to... I thought we might actually make something of him.
Alessandro, try telling that to Etty.
But I was forgetting Daddy Rivera.
Has he been here?
In spirit. He sent me a present.
What is it?
I haven't looked yet. Oh, good grief.
Let's see.
No.
It's a little wooden horse. Oh, its back foot's broken off.
Yes, at the hock.
And a label. What does it say?
Moonrock.
Well, I don't think that's a very good joke.
Oh, it's no joke. Maggie, wrap this thing up, will you? And send it to my father's solicitor. You know Shepherd. Mm. Tell him to keep it with the sealed letter that I sent him.
Neil, what's all this about? Can't you tell
me? Later. I must go up to London and see my father. We have got to agree about Alessandro.
To kick him out?
No, to keep him. For the time being, nobody must do anything to upset Alessandro Rivera.
You really think I'd leave you a free hand in Newmarket? You?
Oh, thanks so much.
Now look, you tell Etty Craig I want a daily report of the work done by each horse and its progress.
All right. Have you got a list of the entries for us?
No, I haven't done the darn entries. It's this place, x-rays and fooling around with my leg drugs.
Well, shall Etty and I have a go between us?
No, certainly not. I will do them. When I've got more time.
Okay. And, Father, the new apprentice, Alessandro Rivera, you won't interfere.
What do you mean, interfere? What's he matter? You concentrate on saving my business.
All right, I will. Maggie Lake.
Hmm?
You'd be a nice girl to come home to.
Am I on overtime just now?
No. I'd be tempted to break the budget.
Okay, Mr. Griffin. My favors will be limited until you tell me how you got those bruises.
Bruises?
Your poor back and stomach. I happened to see you coming out of the shower.
Margaret!
You got them the night the office was wrecked, didn't you? And don't give me that nonsense about having a rag with your friends. Friends don't bash you in places like that.
Ah, you haven't had a public school education.
Neil, what happened? Something to do with Alessandro, wasn't it?
Maggie, leave it to me.
I don't want to. Tell me, I want to help.
You can't.
He looked so ghastly the day afterwards. All this trouble about your father and Moonrock and the money and this boy coming and throwing his weight around.
Moonrock. It's been worrying me all day. That little effigy. Would they have dared?
Neil, what are you hiding? What have you done?
What have I done?
I'm sorry. I just thought someone might be blackmailing you.
Oh, dear. No, love. It's a little cruder than that.
Tell me, then.
Okay. Will you fetch me another brandy?
Mm, sure. Go on.
Well, it must have been about midnight. You left the office about 9:30. You remember that car I asked you about?
Where was it they took you?
I don't know. I don't know. Quite a distance, I think.
Did they kill Moonrock?
I can believe it.
Then you must go to the police.
Are you so sure that they could stop Enzo's vengeance? He made it pretty clear what the penalty would be if I tried to get help. Maggie, we've got over 80 horses here. It's £6 million worth of the finest bloodstock in the country. And you think his killers would care if some of our people got hurt too?
But you can't carry all this alone.
I haven't. I've told you.
It's mad. You think that boy's got a hope in hell of riding a Derby horse?
No, no, but I've got to play them along.
A man's insane.
Yes, I think perhaps he is.
Neil, chuck it up. Go back to London.
Don't you see I can't risk it? You haven't met that man, Maggie. I haven't the slightest doubt that he'd do something appalling here. It would finish my father. And it wouldn't be very nice for Etty or the lads either, or you. My father would die knowing that he was right never to trust me with his business, with his people, or with his horses.
Fathers and sons, little boys and big bad daddies.
It's not funny.
No, it isn't. Haven't you thought if you kept all this to yourself and put one foot wrong, you might get killed?
Well, now you know.
Oh, Neil.
Etty, when you get back, we must do the entries.
Aye. It's now or never to put their names down for some of the Chester races.
Yeah.
And Ascot, and the Craven meeting here. Mm. I'll find time. But I wish you'd get rid of him.
Hmm? Oh, Alessandro. Yes.
Etty? Look at him. He's so much thinner.
You don't think he's fasting?
No care. But if he wants to risk his neck, he can have traffic today.
That brute?
Well, someone has to ride him.
Alessandro! Alessandro! Hey, how much do you weigh?
Well, I will be able to ride at 6 stone 7 when the races begin. Mm-hmm. I will be able to claim all the allowances. Now I'm a few pounds more, but I will lose them.
Fine, fine.
All right, let's be having you. I'm putting you up on traffic.
All right, he doesn't have to, Etty. Alessandro, now look, you don't have to ride traffic, only if you choose.
I choose.
Andy, bring him over. Give him plenty of room. That nasty little squirt needs ticking down a peg.
He isn't doing too badly. Alessandro, don't fight him. A bit more rain. That's better. Now, look, you don't have to take him out on the gallop. Stay and get used to him, if you like.
No, I go with the others. I choose.
Okay, but be careful.
Hold on to him.
You can see Warren Hill from here. They'll be going up it in a minute.
Worrying?
Well, traffic's always worrying. I'll wring at his neck if that boy gets thrown.
Then what would his daddy say?
Well, actually, I wasn't thinking about him.
Well, I shouldn't waste any sympathy on Alessandro. Insolent, obstinate, conceited, bloody-minded...
Just what my father used to say about me.
And were you?
Yes. Good heavens. Who's that charging up the hill? That's traffic. He's bolting away like fury. Damn!
Oh, dear. Is Alessandro still aboard?
Yes, yes, he is. He's just about hanging on. Can you see? Look now, he's swerving left-handed to Berry Hill. Now, if that animal's got any sense, he can cut back here now. No
chance. He's off to Lowestoft. Gosh, he's travelling.
Oh, when that horse bolts, he bolts. Blast! Well, where are the others? Where are they? I hope the hell that boy can hold on.
He seems to be coping.
No, he can only cling and pray. I'm going to get the car. I'll try to intercept him on the main road. You coming?
Yeah, sure.
There they are, by the grave.
Oh, he's pulled up. He's okay. Are you all right?
Yes, of course.
Erdie's a difficult horse, you know.
Yes, I lost control.
You did well to stay on. Well, you'd better walk him back. Walk him till he's thoroughly cooled down.
Yes, yes, I know. Come on. What's that?
What?
That mound.
Oh. Well, we call that the boy's grave.
Grave? Oh, yes, it has some old flowers.
Well, there's a legend that he was a shepherd boy who went to sleep in charge of his flock. A wolf killed half of them and the boy hanged himself. Fresh flowers are often put there. They say it's the gypsies. And that in May the flowers on the grave are the colours that'll win the derby.
What flowers are black?
You're thinking of archangels' colours.
Why not?
The gypsies will solve that. If they have to.
Well, they look okay.
If you could ever call that lad okay.
Mm. I like his walk.
Oh?
The dignity, after that shaking. Mm. Yes, it's a pity he is what he is.
It's that thug who drives the car for him. That's
Carlo.
The one. Yes, he's the one I'm worried about. I mean, what's he going to say to the father about this episode?
You must stop worrying about that man. What about these races coming up?
Listen, I've knocked around a bit, but I have never met anyone like Enzo Rivera. He belongs in Broadmoor. We'd better not forget it. Morning, Alessandro. Feeling better?
My father sends you this.
Do you know what's in it? This time?
No.
You'd better get mounted.
Maggie. Hmm? Open this parcel. I don't think I want to.
Mr. Neil.
What?
Indigo.
Indigo?
He's got cast in his box and broken a leg.
I see.
2 horses in 10 days. You wouldn't think it could happen.
No, you wouldn't. I'll be with you in a minute, Etty. We'll call the vet.
Right.
Well, what's in the parcel, as if I didn't?
Another little horse with a broken leg and a label.
Indigo?
Yes.
No accident this time.
And it says, to endanger my son is to invite destruction.
How the hell do they do it? Get hold of the vet, will you?
Steady, old fella. Yes, yes, that leg's gone.
No.
2 in 10 days. You're out of luck, Mr. Griffin.
I know.
What's this about a blood test?
Can we keep it private? A private blood test?
How private? The samples will have to go to the equine research labs.
With no name attached.
Oh, that's okay. It happens all the time. But you don't think someone doped this poor old horse?
Yes. I think he was given something to knock him out, and then his leg was deliberately broken.
Oh, glory.
Well, I can't prove you're wrong without an X-ray.
No.
Tell you what, I've got a portable machine at home.
Oh, would you get it?
Okay. Look, I'll just freeze this leg so he'll be fairly comfortable.
But you'll take a blood sample first, and...
Sure, can do. You do realise I can't save this horse?
Yes. Just get him out of pain.
It would have taken a hefty blow to smash this hock. Easier to break his pastern bone. Perhaps Moonrock's hock was a genuine accident. And just provided the idea.
No, I think some ape did both jobs.
Some strong ape?
Yes.
And you want evidence for the police?
Not for the police. Not yet.
Indigo. Indigo may have been no use to you because he no longer races. But if you cause the death of any more of the horses here, there'll be just one less for you to race. And you won't like that, will you?
I didn't cause the death of Indigo. I didn't want to... I didn't mean him to harm Indigo. But he was angry because traffic bolted with me.
Did you mean to kill traffic then?
No.
But you whined to your father.
No, that is not true.
Well, who did?
Carlo, the chauffeur.
Well, you could have told your father that nobody tried to harm you.
You have met him. It is not possible to tell him things. When he is angry...
Isn't it?
He will give me anything I ask for. But I cannot talk to him.
He will give me anything I ask for, but I can't talk to him. That's what he said.
I've just found out Alessandro's local pound, the Forbury Inn.
Yes, that goes with a chauffeur-driven limousine.
He has a suite to himself, but he doesn't eat enough to keep a bird alive. The receptionist told me that every afternoon he goes off in a tracksuit to run.
Do you think we could find out if he gave any sort of home address when he registered?
I'll try, but it sounds as if his father's out of the country. Oh. There are quite a few continental calls, Alessandro and Carlo.
I bet.
You brought me the 64, Bollinger. I told you I prefer the 61.
Ah, you're feeling better then, Father.
Well, oh, yes, but I am, really. Now then, do you hear what I said? Pease pudding is not to go in my Lincoln.
Why ever not?
Well, how on earth do you expect him to be ready?
Well, as he says he will be.
But I will not have my yard made to look stupid by running hopelessly undertrained horses in important races.
Pease pudding runs badly. People will say it's because you're out of action.
Well, that's not the point, really. The point is the stud fees. If he runs badly, his future value at stud will be affected.
Father, you're scared of running pease pudding in the Lincoln because you own half a share of him, and his value is your investment. You own too many part shares in horses for safety. You can't charge full training fees on them, and so the money runs away, which I'm trying to stop.
I like your cheek.
Stop worrying. I could sell your half share before the raid.
Which he hasn't a cat in hell's chance of winning. I tell you something. You're not staying on a minute after I get back.
No. But for the time being, you'll put up with me.
Well, seeing as you take no without so much as a buy your leave.
Well, I have to go. Oh, by the way, Father... Don't sell Lancat.
I know what I'm doing.
He's going to be good as a 3-year-old. I believe me. Goodbye, Father.
Bye. You don't know what you're talking about.
My friend at the Forbury Inn has seen Alessandro's passport.
At your suggestion?
It gives an address in a place called Bastagnola.
Bastagnola? Oh, that's Switzerland. It's the Italian part. Anything else?
Alessandro, no, nothing much. Doesn't wear pyjamas.
Oh?
Or carry money. Carlo handles that. And Alessandro's still losing weight.
What would be the simplest way to break a horse's bone?
Twist it, put it under stress. Well, then it'll break quite easily if you give it a bang. Ask any footballer or skater.
You can't see the stress on the X-ray.
Afraid not. Can't rule it out, though. Can't rule it in either. Sorry.
So we've no photographic proof that this was deliberate?
No. But the blood test, I've had the results, and you were bang on target.
Anesthetic?
Yeah, some brand of promazine. Sparine, probably.
Ah. How would you give it to a horse?
Intermuscular. Just punch it in anywhere. It's a real knockout.
Maggie, I guess I got a dose of promazine.
Promo what?
You remember I said I didn't know how I got back here that night?
Mm.
Well, I must have been drugged out cold. And they gave the same thing to Indigo and probably Moonrock.
Why?
Because that's the way to break a horse's leg without it breaking yours.
They're horrible.
Yes. Also systematic. What's more devastating than a threat to blow up the stables? Killing the horses one by one. And they don't even kill them, we do.
No, they killed them.
I can't help wondering. Supposing my father had to deal with Enzo Rivera.
The daddies? Probably got on like a house on fire.
Oh, no, no. Rivera's something else. There's a Swiss I know in London. I've done him some favours in the past, and now he's done me one. He's checked up in Bastagnola. Rivera's an international dealer in stolen currencies, hiding behind a business in watches. Of course, they've never nailed him, because they can't get people to give evidence.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Well, apparently he deserted his wife, but he's still besotted about his son. You know, he's been known to ruin people who even irritate Alessandro.
Nice for the kid.
And now even some of Enzo's business cronies are getting scared of him. There's talk about a disease taking hold.
Disease?
Syphilis.
Syphilis? Is that it?
Yes. There were two other children after Alessandro,
but... Where are they?
Oh, nowhere, they died at birth. See the heads up? There was a terrible scene between the parents and the mother took off.
You don't think Alessandro...
Oh, no, no, not if you accept the staging of the disease. He would have escaped. But for Enzo, only dead children. Sterility.
And madness.
Insanity. Coming, then retreating, and then coming again. But growing all the time into a mania. Mania about his son, the only one that he could have. He's a criminal megalomaniac. He's getting more impossible all the time and full of violent suspicion. Yes. Rather a dangerous man to frustrate. In Switzerland, they stay clear of him if they can.
I wish we could.
They say in Bastagnola that if Enzo looks your way, you'll break a bone.
Look at him, Etty. Well, he's as thin as a rake.
Ah, he'll never make 6'7". Luke's more like a jockey, though, now he's got rid of those fancy clothes.
Yes, Etty, I want to put him up on Archangel.
Archangel? But he's not ready for that.
I happen to know there isn't a lad in this stable who'll take more care of that horse.
But Mr. Neil, he hasn't the experience.
Ha-ha. He has, you know, thanks to you.
Don't put it on to me.
He had him balanced, Etty. Beautifully, all the way.
Aye, he did that. Pity he's so obnoxious.
All right, Alessandro. Well, you'd better ride Lancat tomorrow.
But why? I rode Archangel very well.
Yes, well enough. But I want you to ride Lancat in a trial on Wednesday. Then afterwards you can give me your assessment of him.
But I want
Look,
to ride...
trainers depend quite a lot on what the jockeys tell them, you know.
All right. I will do that.
Good, good. Tommy Hoylake will come and ride Peace Pudding, and Andy will ride Archangel, Paddy will ride...
Peace Pudding can't be ready for the Lincoln if Lancat can finish so near him. The way Lancat finished means Archangel and Subutu aren't as far in as I thought.
Oh, relax, Etty. Just turn it the other way round.
What's that mean? Mr. Griffin will be worried when he hears.
Etty, didn't you think that Peace Pudding was moving fast and easily?
Well, I suppose so.
Well, then maybe it's Lancat who's much better than you expected. Not the others who are worse.
But that boy's only an apprentice, and Lancat was useless last year. Sprawly, babyish, no action.
Nothing sprawly about him today.
No, I'll give you that.
Alessandro! How did Lancat feel?
Well, I lost ground at the beginning because I didn't realize. Well, I didn't expect the others to go so fast. But when I asked him, Lancat just shot forward. And I could have kept him nearer to Archangel at the end, only he did seem to tire a bit.
Yeah.
And as you said...
No, 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 it's all right. You did perfectly right. That was a nice performance. Now listen, everyone. I needn't tell you all to keep the results of this trial to yourselves, hmm? Tommy.
Mr. Neil.
You can count on Peace Pudding in the Lincoln. And Archangel in the Guineas. We'll work out the other rides back at the office, eh? Right. Let's go home.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Alessandro. Now, I saw the way you looked at Tommy Hoylake.
You have given him Archangel for the Guineas.
You just have to accept that he rides as first jockey to the stable. Your first race will be on Pulitzer at Catterick. Well, good heavens, any other apprentice would settle for that gladly. Alessandro, if Tommy Hoylake breaks his leg, I'll break yours. If he comes to any harm whatever, I'll see that you never ride in another race.
I am accustomed to it.
I know, to having your own way, at any expense to others. Your own way bought in misery, pain, and fear. Well, when you came here, you should have settled for something which could be paid for, because no amount of death and destruction is going to buy you ability.
All I wanted was to ride Archangel in the Derby.
Just like that, hmm? Just a whim?
It started like that.
Told me you'd entered Pease Pudding for the Lincoln. I had to read it in the bloody paper. Withdraw that horse at once.
Have a bit on him instead, Father. I have.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
It says here the trial was unsatisfactory.
Oh, I read that. It's a typical tipster's guess. If you want to know, the trial was very encouraging.
You're crazy. You're ruining my stable.
I'll send Tommy Hoylake to see you. You can ask him what he thinks.
He went to London to see his father. Actually, he should be back any moment.
Good.
I like your tracksuit. It's very fetching.
Fetching?
You've been running?
Of course.
Oh, good.
Yes, since I came here, I've lost 22 pounds.
Gracious.
Today I ran to the boy's grave and back.
Have you always liked riding horses?
Yes. I wish to win the Derby and become a champion jockey. But it's funny.
Nothing, I suppose. I never met an apprentice who didn't want to be champion jockey. I hear you're riding Pulitzer at Catterick. That's a good start.
Yes, I must find the best horses.
The trouble is, you have to find the owners who'll put you up.
Are all the horses here belonging to other people, not to Mr. Griffin?
His father has shares in some of them.
Shares?
Yes, half shares. It's quite normal.
A half owner.
He owns one of them outright. Buckram.
Buckram, yes. I know Buckram. That's not much of a horse. I don't suppose he even bothers to insure it.
As a matter of fact, if you're allowed to ride Buckram, you might be rather careful of him. He's still very valuable.
Oh, I understand very well.
Buckram?
I suppose I shouldn't have told him.
Well, that my father owns him. Well, it's no secret.
Well, about your father having economized on the insurance.
It's been a very stupid economy. Buckram's worth a lot of money. Unlike poor old Moonrock.
And Indigo.
Buckram. A nasty financial blow this time, hmm? Just when I thought I had that boy. You say his father's back in Switzerland?
So he said.
Yes, but there's always the telephone. Perhaps Enzo told the boy to find out... Yes, but how's Alessandro to know
that they'll go for Buckram now? Hmm.
Well, for once, we can be ready for them. Maggie, there's a firm in Coventry, Daniels. They were clients of mine, and they work fast. Get them on the blower.
Daniels? What do they do?
Electronic security gear.
There, that should do. That'll wake me.
Me too.
No, you're not staying.
I am.
I said no.
Please, Neil.
Please, nothing. Leave my bedroom, you hussy, and go home.
But I want to be...
Don't make things more difficult.
Okay.
Give me a kiss. Now, you go and shut Buckram up, and I'll switch this thing on again.
Oh, Neil,
don't worry. Yes. Now, you murderer.
Maggie, what are you doing out here? Didn't I tell you?
Down to the Forbury. I saw their car leave. Look, there's a light in Buckram's box.
Well, what the hell do you expect? Now stay here, Blast. You don't move.
Neil, be careful.
Not this time, you bastard!
You can't!
No such luck. Well, don't just stand there, girl. Don't just pick up the torch. Let's have a look at him.
It's the chauffeur.
Carlo.
Oh, thank heavens.
Why? Oh, you thought it was the boy? No, no, he doesn't do the dirty work. He just causes it.
I'll ring for the police.
You'll do nothing of the kind. Spoil my little private effort.
But he'll have to see a doctor. You may have broken his head.
Head? No, not this gorilla. You look after him. Hey, whoa, whoa. Steady, boy. Steady, steady. Mind when you put your big feet. Now, there'll be a nasty little syringe around somewhere.
Oh, here it is.
Thanks, I need it for this character.
And look.
Yes. That's the truncheon they kill horses with. Roll up his sleeve.
Is that stuff safe?
Not a bit. But I think he's coming round, and I want his carcass out of here before daylight. Of course Carlo's not feeling well. He got a dose of something nasty that he brought for Buckram. Then he was driven back to your hotel in your car the way he came.
I told him not to do this. I told him.
Would he disobey your father?
No one disobeys my father. Except you.
Ah, well, the knack with your father is to disobey by stages, while retaliation becomes progressively less profitable.
I do not understand.
I'll explain it to you on the way to Doncaster.
Well, I am not to come with you. Carlo is to drive me.
Well, you'll have to report that circumstances have changed, won't you? Promazine. Terrible hangover. Poor Carlo.
I will come with you.
Oh, by the way, in that glove box in front of you, there's a letter for your father.
What, this? What does it say?
It's a final warning from me.
From you?
I'm telling him that if any more harm comes to the stable, the jockey club will be informed. And, of course, the police. Among other things, you'll be banned for life from riding races anywhere in the world. I've got all the evidence I need. Blood tests, Carlo's fingerprints, the lot.
You could not.
Oh, yes, I could. On the other hand, if no further damage is done, I agree to give you every chance to become a proficient and successful jockey. Of course, you could give up the whole idea.
No, I want to become a jockey.
Good. I mean what I say. You ride well, better than I expected.
I told you.
Yes, you were brilliant, so you did.
Oh, don't make fun of me.
All you've got to do is win a few races. Keep your head, show a judgment of pace and an appreciation of tactics. And stop relying on your father.
It is natural for one to rely on one's father.
I ran away from mine when I was 16.
Because he did not give you what you wanted?
No. I wanted freedom. Well, Tommy. Nice to see all the old hands again, eh? They seem to remember me.
Of course they do, Mr. Neal.
Do we fancy peas pudding for the Lincoln?
Oh, declare it, saddle it, watch it win, and just stick around in case of objections.
You've really got the chance tomorrow.
Oh, yes, must have.
Hello, Alessandro. Enjoying yourself? Well, how do you like English racing?
Oh, the other jockeys, they ask me when I will ride.
They talk to you? Good, you're in.
As I cannot wait until next Wednesday. I wish it could begin tomorrow.
Well, we have no runners till Wednesday.
Peace pudding, tomorrow?
No. Tommy, we've been through all that. Put you up in a classic race first time. You really have got the cheek of the devil. Now, come on, stop sulking. With your experience, the Lincoln's not on, and that's that. Think about Pulitzer next week. What sort of a race do you think you should ride?
Well, I looked up his last year's form. He was consistent, nearly always placed.
Uh-huh.
Up front for most of the race, but fading in the last furlong.
That's right.
I will try not to stay further back than 2.5 lengths.
Good.
Stay near the rails and steady my speed. Uh-huh. Then, in the last 60 yards, then I'll make my challenge. And then...
That's how he read his first race for me, in advance.
Big mouth?
No. No, I've had a few years' practice sorting out the genuine from the phony. And what that boy told me, and the way he said it, rang of pure sterling.
So?
So, I've offered him another horse for an apprentice race the day after.
Which one?
Buckram. And Lankat at Teesside 2 days after.
Well.
You may think it's silly, Maggie, but since I dealt with Carlo, oh, I feel a lot better.
Yes, and you've picked up a few more beautiful bruises.
And he's got an addled head.
He's still sane, unlike his master.
Maggie, wouldn't it be marvellous if, in spite of Rivera, in spite of his threats and his thugs, in spite of Etty, my father, and this whole mad scene, in spite of Alessandro and his prattle about the derby, I was still able to turn him into some kind of jockey. Because I wanted to. That'd have been mud in their eyes.
Listen, Neil Griffin, to me you're worth all of them put together. Now don't take any more risks.
Well, why not? So far, I'm in excellent physical shape. You don't look too bad yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Maggie. I think we surprised a few folk, eh?
Major Barnett looked quite dazed when he led you and Pudding in.
Oh, I didn't think he had a chance. Boss had been on to him.
Well, a boss can't put Mr. Neil down now, can he? The Lincoln!
Excuse me, Maggie.
See you later, Tommy. Neil!
Hi!
Well done, Peace Pudding, and well done, you.
Well, I don't know what my father told old Barnett, the silly ass. I offered him half my bet before the race, and he thought I was joking.
Serve him right. There's Alessandro.
Where? Oh, yeah. Looking not too happy.
Green!
Alessandro! Over here! Well, how did you like that?
All right, why don't you say it? I expect you to say it.
Say what?
Peas Pudding would not have won if you'd let me ride it.
No, he wouldn't.
I could see. But I couldn't have ridden like that. I could see.
Come on. Tommy Hoylake has no more determination than you have and no better hands. But he does have marvellous judgment of pace and he's got tremendous polish in a tight finish. Your turn will come. Don't doubt it.
Yes, but I want...
You want the world, Alessandro. Start on Wednesday.
This is it, Alessandro. Get him off now. Got to keep him up there as long as you can.
Right, thanks, Etty. Ride the way you've planned.
Yes.
Away you go.
Come on, let me go! Come on!
Look, Maggie! Maggie, he's bang right! Look, 60 yards! Come on, come on, come on! Come on, he's through them! Making his move! He's through the leaders! He's through! He's through!
Good old Pulitzer!
Pulitzer!
Well, bless my soul.
Hey, how about that, Etty?
I tell you one thing. Young Alessandro is not going to be popular with the lads after all. None of them had a penny on him.
Oh, no. I did it.
You did it beautifully. Alessandro.
Yes?
I didn't know you could smile. You should try it more often. Ah, Alessandro, morning.
Good morning.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing's the matter.
I should think not. You know, the press have got hold of your name.
Oh, why?
Because you're a very promising rider, that's why. There's not many apprentices can ride 4 good wins in 3 weeks, you know, and you deserve that place on Buckram.
Oh, Buckram, yes. I cannot come to Epsom with you today.
Well, why on earth not?
My father will take me.
Ah. So, he's back.
Yes.
Well, I hope he's pleased with us.
No, he's not pleased.
and he does not wish me to ride with you in the car.
Very well. I'll see you outside the weighing room at 3:15.
Yes.
You'd better stay here.
Why?
Because that chap talking to Alessandro is his father.
Oh.
Yes. That's Enzo Rivera. Good afternoon.
You have disobeyed my instructions.
Oh?
I told you that Alessandro was to replace Hoylake. I find that he has not done so. You will change that.
He's riding a very good horse here in the Dean Swift Handicap this afternoon.
This race is not important. It is the Great Metropolitan which is important. He is to ride in that race.
We have no entry. You will have to find some other owner to oblige you.
Today, I will overlook. But Alessandro is to ride this horse of yours in the 2,000 guineas next week. Archangel, as he wishes. Archangel.
That wasn't much of a race, Alessandro, was it?
No.
You weren't thinking. Only of your father, I suppose.
Can I ride Archangel in the Guinness?
No.
Look, please, please, can I ride him? I beg you.
Just to please your father, no.
But I'm so afraid.
That he will carry out his threat and that you'll never race again? Then. Tell him that you will hate him forever.
I think I would.
Tell him. He's gone to pieces. He's ridden some absolutely stinking races. With his father around, it's hopeless.
Never mind. He picked up today.
Oh, yes, yes. Copybook style on Lancat. Yes, he deserved that one. Mm.
Cheer up. Enzo's seen his son race. He can't be that frustrated.
I wonder if he got my letter. The way he talked to me at Epsom, it didn't sound like it. You know, I may be making a hell of a mistake.
What?
Bringing up the boy myself as my own challenge. Almost taking his father's place.
I see, yes. Dangerous.
Yes, when Alessandro rode Lancat in after his win, he actually smiled at me. First time for days. And just at that moment, I caught sight of Enzo looking at us. Remember those looks Alessandro used to give people when he first came here?
Do I not?
Well, you multiply that. When Enzo saw his son actually smile at me, God, the venom. You know, I felt actual fear.
I don't have to go to Hull tomorrow. Would you like me to stay?
No, don't be silly. Your folks are expecting you. And heaven knows you deserve a break.
You won't do anything stupid.
Do I ever?
Repeatedly.
Just don't forget to come back. I've been missing you.
Really?
Well, in the office.
Yeah.
Damn. Stand up, Griffin.
Do you mind not pointing that thing at me?
Come with me.
Well, this is an honor. Leading your men in person?
I am close to killing you. If you do not come at once, you will go nowhere.
Okay.
Tell Carlo I don't need his kindly arm, please.
Carlo, fasten him to the fence here. Cal, keep him covered with the rifle.
Who are you, Cal? The firing squad? I suppose I have met you before, and you look better with your mask on.
Now, you will listen to me. I hear everywhere today on the race course that Hoylake is going to win the 2,000 guineas on Archangel. Everywhere. Hoylake. Hoylake.
You will correct that. You will tell the newspapers. Alessandro.
I can't. The owner would not allow it.
This time you will work out how you can do it, not how you cannot. Also, you will not entice my son away from me.
I haven't.
Liar. Everything he says is Neil Griffin this, Neil Griffin that, and Neil Griffin says, I have heard your name so often I could cut your throat. What my son wants, I will give him. I will give him. I will give him what he wants. And you. There is no one who can boast he disobeyed Enzo Rivera. No one alive. But my son says, if I kill you, he will hate me forever. So, this time, we will do something else. Cal, the left arm. Twist.
No pleasure.
Carlo, hand at the neck. Break him there. Alessandro will ride Archangel in the Guineas because if he does not, you have other bones.
Supposed to ride on the heath after four?
I felt like it.
Well, I don't suppose you felt like falling off. They always say a fall on the flat's the worst.
I didn't feel like walking home, but I had to.
Well, there'd be no one up there to help. Collarbone. Yes. Yeah. What a damn nuisance.
Yes, so are the doctor's blessed clavicle rings. I feel like a trussed chicken.
Do you want to watch exercise? I can drive you.
Sure. Both lots. What the hell?
Well done, you. I'll get the Land Rover.
All right.
Morning, Maggie.
Neil. I've just got back. What happened? They told me you had a fall.
Oh, I can stand. Clavicle rings.
Oh.
Rings on my shoulders and bells on my toes.
Neil.
I'm sorry. I'm still a bit dopey. Doctor's dope.
I couldn't miss the Guineas tomorrow.
Good.
By the way, Alessandro wants to see you.
The hell he does. Where is he?
In the office.
Well, then.
I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. He told me what he had done. I did not want it. I did not ask for it.
Thanks.
He said that you would now agree to me riding Archangel in the Guineas tomorrow.
And what do you think?
I think you will not agree.
Oh, you've grown up a lot.
Yes.
You've seen the security guards in the stables?
Yes.
I've said that I'm taking special precautions because of Archangel. Against anyone getting at the horses. Crooks with money. You know, of course, who I mean.
I have seen the people he has hurt. Afterwards, I have seen them. There was a fear in their faces. And shame, too. You are not like them.
Tell him that Tommy Hoylake rides Archangel tomorrow.
I cannot.
You'll find out soon enough.
Neil.
Yes, Alessandro.
I'm afraid. For you.
That makes two of us. Hey. Don't take it to hard, boy. Next week at Bath, you can ride Pulitzer in the apprentice race. And then Chester.
I do not know if we will reach next week, you and I.
Then we'd better keep our fingers crossed.
With a hay harvest breeze, blades on the feather,
hello.
Wind in the trees, and we'll all swing together with our bodies between our knees.
There won't be much of your body left the way you're going.
Get through today, we'll be fine.
The Guineas. Okay, so Tommy rides and Enzo wears it. What happens next? He wants the Derby. Mm-hmm. You said so yourself. He wants the Derby, that boy.
When Alessandro came here, the Derby seemed as laughable to me as... Well, it may seem a pretty reckless ambition even now, but it's not laughable. In spite of everything, that boy's taken himself in hand and he's driven himself like fury. And Maggie, he is good. He's an extremely talented young rider. He's winning. We're winning. And if it wasn't for two dead horses, I'd go through the whole thing again. I would.
But Enzo is losing him.
Well, that's the fate of some fathers.
Neil, you're still dealing with a lunatic.
Then let him take his lunacy back to Bastagnola. Because there'll be nothing for him here. Nothing and no one.
Morning, Tommy.
Morning, Master Neil.
Tommy? You don't look too good.
Oh, I had a stomachache all night, sick, you know.
Hey, hey.
Nerves, I guess. I'll be fine by this afternoon, don't you worry about that.
You're sure?
Yes, I get this now and again before a big one. But look, would you mind if I don't ride this gallop this morning?
No, no, of course not. I'd much rather you saved yourself.
Yeah, tell you what, though. I could give Archangel his pipe opener nice and quiet, like, how about that?
Okay, if you want to, fine.
Who should we put on Lucky Lindsay for the gallop now Tommy's taken Archangel?
Well, I suppose we'd better swap them round. Put Andy on Lucky Lindsay and Paddy on Irrigate.
Oh,
and...
no need. Alessandro's good enough, isn't he?
Oh, is he here?
There, just coming in. And no Mercedes and no chauffeur now. I tell you something, he's beginning to look like a jockey. He even dresses like one.
He copies Tommy's style.
Well, he could do worse.
May I, will you let me ride out?
Why ever not?
Go ahead, Alessandro. You can ride the gallop on Lucky Lindsay.
Oh, but it says in the paper that Tommy's riding that gallop this morning.
No, he's got a stomachache. Don't look too excited. He's going to be okay for the big race.
Oh.
Etty, where's Mr. Neil? Search me. Stand still, will you? Gone over the office, maybe. Still. Leave him be, Maggie. Probably got his feet up. His breakfast. Oh, it's breakfast now, is it? Come on, then. Let's move.
Where is Alessandro?
On a horse. Where else? On a horse.
He was not to come here this morning. You have abducted him. Tell me. Tell me or I'll break your bones, all of them.
He's out riding a horse.
He is not. I told him not to.
Well, he is.
What horse?
Does it matter?
What horse?
Lucky Lindsay.
Stop him. Stop him. Get him back.
Well, how can I? He's halfway to...
You must get him back or he'll kill you.
I can't.
Get him back.
What have you done?
Get him back.
Put down that stupid gun.
He will be killed. My son will be killed. Tommy Hoylake, he says in the papers that Hoylake is riding Lucky Lindsay this morning.
No, Alessandro.
Hoylake.
No.
Hoylake, it has to be. It has to be. Ow!
You are planning to kill Tommy. How? How?
Carlo and Carl.
Where are they?
I don't know.
Well, you better find them.
They are hiding. They're waiting with the gun.
Go and find them. It's your only chance. Find them before they shoot him, you stupid murdering son!
Neil? What's happened?
The Vera's happened. Maggie, is Tommy back on Archangel?
Not yet.
Lancat,
I can do it on Lancashire. I can just make it across country.
Where?
The heath. There's a man up there with a rifle.
You can't ride. Not with a broken collarbone.
I've got to. George! Yeah. George, saddle up Lancashire.
George! I'm going after him. Look, here's Archangel. I'll give Lancat a race.
Maggie! What the hell? What are you doing?
Neil! Stop! You'll kill yourself!
No chance. I'm only on my third run.
Neil!
Can you see our string?
Neil!
Damn it, can you see them?
No! Yes. Yes, look. By the boy's grave.
Yes, it's there. Now come on, ride like hell! Alessandro! Alessandro! Oh, God, he can't hear. Come on, like that. Come on, boy. Come on, come on. Alessandro!
Look out! You'll go into him!
Hey, look out, hey!
Leo!
Get down!
What is this? What are you doing?
Lashman, just do it like that, right? Back again.
You are mad.
Look at Lancat. What do you think's wrong with him? You think he's lying there for fun?
Neil, he's dead. Lancat.
Yes, Alessandro. Cal. And his big bloody rifle. They came out here to shoot Tommy Hoylake, and you rode Lucky Lindsay instead, and they couldn't tell the difference. Which should please you. Will you straight down? If you stand up now, they'll have another go. Oh, myself. I don't think I could get up even if I wanted to.
Lie back.
That one wasn't aimed this way.
Mr. Neil, what the hell's going on?
I don't really know it. You see that clump of bushes there by the track?
Aye.
Well, in a minute. We'll go and find out. Etty, keep Alessandro back.
Father! My father!
Stay back. This one's still alive. All right, Cal. What happened?
Alessandro. He's okay?
Yes.
It was meant to be...
Hoylake, yes.
Enzo came. He said I killed his son. He was out of his mind.
You did shoot at Alessandro. But you hit a horse. Mine.
He shot Carlo. And he shot me. So I let him have it.
You didn't miss that time.
No, the best. Oh.
He's gone.
All three.
Yes.
Keep me locked up here, but they couldn't stop me winning the guineas.
No, Father.
Me and Tommy.
You and Tommy?
No thanks to you. What a blasted mess back home. You should never have taken on that apprentice.
Perhaps.
Well, no perhaps about it. The jockey club will be seriously displeased.
Oh, dear.
That man must have been mad.
Sort of.
Absolutely mad. To think he could get his son to ride Archangel by killing Tommy Hoylake.
Obsessed.
Well, why didn't you stop him?
I did my best.
What a rotten best.
What's the matter with your arm?
Oh, I broke my collarbone.
Oh, I'd love. Try a leg sometime. Oh, go away now. And on your way, I'd find me a nurse, will you? I'm extremely uncomfortable, and you don't make me feel any better.
Oh. Oh, God.
The doctor said he died very quickly. An embolism. It was nobody's fault.
No, I don't suppose so.
Oh, darling, I do love you very much.
Then you won't leave me.
Do you think I want to?
Alessandro.
I'm sorry to come.
Why?
Well, I came to say... About your father. Oh. I'm very sorry.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I must manage alone. Like you.
You stay here, Neil?
Oh, yes. Do you have any plans?
No. When will I be warned off?
Oh, you won't be. I talked to the jockey club. I told them that you shouldn't lose your license because your father had gone mad, and they saw that point of view. I'm sorry I stressed your father's insanity, but it was the best I could do.
But didn't you tell him about Moonrock and Indigo and about your shoulder and about all the things?
No, I didn't see any point in revenging myself on you for what your father did.
But he did it for me.
Yes. How many fathers would? Yes. For you. And what are you going to do now, Alessandro?
Well, I want to be a jockey. A good one.
Well, you're free to ride races anywhere you like. Anywhere in the world. Well, you can stay on here if you like.
You? You will have me here?
Stable jockey. Second to Tommy.
Oh, yes.
How do you feel about tomorrow?
Well, I'll be here to ride out.
You won't. You'll get a good sleep and a good breakfast and be here at 11. We're flying over to Chester.
Yes?
Your next race. Archangel. Ever heard of him?
Yes. Yes.
In Bonecrack by Dick Francis, you heard Francis Matthews, Caroline Blakiston, Mark Colino, Edwina Ray, Dennis Bowen, Roger Snowden, Ray Handy, Roy Stevens, David Sharp, and Rex Holdsworth. It was dramatized by John Ash and produced by Brian Miller.